Hello, McAllen. Welcome to the McAllen Cable Network Studios. I'm Roy Gonthu with the City of McAllen. We're here to talk to McAllen Parks and Recreation about the 94th Annual Independence Day Celebration presented by HEB. Thank you, Ricky Gonthu, for being here. He's with McAllen Parks and Recreation. And we sort of want to talk about the 4th of July is back.
Yes, it is. It's back, our 94th Annual Celebration presented by HEB. We're really excited for it. It's going to be a hot summer day, but we're really excited.
Y'all have planned a lot of patriotic events starting early in the morning with a 4K Independence?
A 7 a.m. 4K run, yes.
7 a.m., folks. Everyone can register right now. It's going to start at 7 a.m. on the 4th of July.
Yes, 7 a.m. 4th of July. It starts and ends at Archer Park. We're really excited about the race. We team up with an organization called Team RWB. And all of the proceeds from the race do go to that organization. It's a veterans organization, so it's something really exciting. So it starts at 7 a.m. Usually it takes people about 20, 25 minutes. It's a 4K, so maybe a little quick for some individuals, but we also have our patriotic program kicking off at 8 a.m. right after that.
Let me tell you, folks, I'll let you finish, by the way. You can walk it, you can slog it, you can do whatever you want. I'm not a big runner, but it takes me longer than 25 minutes to finish a 4K/5K. So, hey, you also have at 8 a.m., you have a patriotic program.
Yes, patriotic program starts at 8 a.m. We have a few speakers. We have the McAllen Town Band that performs. We have a national anthem singer. It's a very exciting place to be for the patriotic program.
And, of course, that's at Archer Park, where if anybody has ever been to our parade, it's been going on for 94 years. Archer Park is a place to be.
Yes.
They have food, fun, entertainment, everything.
All of the above, yes.
Awesome. At 9 o'clock, of course, we kick off the Independence Day Celebration Parade right here on Main Street. It goes from Houston all the way south, all the way north, past Archer Park.
Yes, yeah, correct. Houston to Beach.
Let me ask you, who participates in this?
We like for nonprofits to participate, community organizations, just different groups. We want to make sure that we do have the value of community in our parade. And so we do encourage people to come in and register to be a part of the parade. They can call our main office. They can visit our website for more information. We're trying to just increase our registrations for the parade because we want to be sure that the community is involved.
So, of course, this year they're asking for people to participate, right? Because
yes.
We were in limbo the
last
couple
of years. Situation last year and the year before.
But now we're asking people to participate, and it really is a fun event. It kicks off at 9, takes about an hour and 15 minutes.
Yes.
The weather's always super amazing, unless it's raining, and which rain is good, but it's always really amazing if you come and you bring your own chairs, your snacks. You can line up on Main Street here in McAllen. It's so much fun.
Yes, a lot of fun, and you know, it's just really engaging, and the kids love seeing it. We hope to have our dancing horses here again. Those are always really exciting at the end for all the kids.
And of course, we will carry the parade live here on MCN 1300, and of course on YouTube, and we'll carry it also in our other platforms. So stay tuned for that. And that will be on the 4th of July on Monday. I understand y'all are having an aquatic event at Municipal Park.
Yes, so aquatic extravaganza. So that happens right after our Freedom Festival that happens at Archer Park. So right after that, we encourage everyone to move from Archer Park to Municipal Pool. It's $2.50 for the hours that are there. Hours of operation are 1 to 4:30. We're going to have a lot of fun festivities planned at the pool. It's really exciting. We're going to have bubbles. We're going to have water balloons. Just a lot of exciting things to just freshen up the individuals. Who doesn't want to go from Archer Park to the pool? So, yeah, we're really excited about the aquatic extravaganza.
And, of course, that always gets bigger and better every year.
Yes, yes.
I've been to it a couple times. It is amazing to take the whole family out there. There's food there and stuff. And to me, 4th of July is about eating hot dogs and having a good time.
Oh, yeah.
Also, of course, we wait for the finale, which is at 9 p.m.,
yes.
Fireworks in the Sky. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so our concert in the sky, it begins at 6 p.m. We have festivities happening in the Municipal Pool area also. We have live entertainment. We have food vendors. We have artisan vendors. We'll have some rides out there as well. So there's lots of fun activities to do in the evening while we're waiting for the fireworks to start. The fireworks start promptly at 9 p.m. and the show begins. And right after that, we do, we have a lot of fun activities still planned there at the park.
And of course, folks, the McAllen Police Department always reminds people, do not park where you're not supposed to park.
Yes.
That's on the railroad tracks. That's in certain areas on Bicentennial. Just be careful when you go out there. Make sure you know that you find your vehicle when the event is done. So just be careful. We're asking everybody to practice those safety tips, stay together, have a great time. And they can listen to the concert in the sky on what station?
7:10 a.m.
So it's synchronized, music and fireworks.
Music and fireworks in sync. So it's something really exciting. The fireworks are always great to see and just enjoy. Just enjoy from the lawn, enjoy from the park, enjoy from where you can view them.
And of course, the fireworks are thrown from the stadium or outside the stadium?
Right outside the stadium.
Mm-hmm. So they're
at Mackay.
It's called the McAllen Veterans Memorial Stadium.
Yes.
Yeah, of course. So anything else you would like to add about the 4th of July for all the residents and visitors to McAllen?
Well, we just encourage everyone to come out and enjoy. Something I didn't mention earlier is that our live entertainment at Municipal Park is going to be brought to us by Texas Storm and Buckin' Crazy. So lots of fun music is going to be there, country music. So we just encourage everyone to come out and enjoy a good time on the 4th of July.
And of course, let me just bring up the fact that HEB has always been a great community partner with the City of McAllen. And, of course, they come through for us on the 4th of July.
Yes.
And it's presented by HEB.
Yes, correct.
And HEB, I think, is going to be in the parade. They're going to do certain things also.
Yes, so we have our designated HEB float that is in the parade. So there's lots of really exciting things happening. We encourage everyone to come out and enjoy the 4th of July and spend it with us. Spend it with McAllen Parks and Recreation and the City of McAllen.
And, of course, for more information, always go to the McAllen Parks and Recreation website. They'll have all the schedule, what's going to happen. Bring the entire family. Bring your neighbors. This is a good time to celebrate our country's independence and freedom.
Yeah, perfect.
Well, thank you very much, Ricky, from the McAllen Parks and Recreation. And of course, folks, we'll see you here at the 4th of July. For the City of McAllen, I'm Roy Canthu.